Mr. Henry Kabiriri, the Kasese Assistant Resident Deputy Commissioner, has reaffirmed government plans to apply an iron hand against those he called enemies of nature whose acts largely fuel disasters in Kasese. He said, whereas soft approaches that include sensitization of masses about the need to protect ecosystem, swamps, vegetation and other gazetted areas are being implemented, strategic harsh plans will be applied to anybody threatening nature. Presiding over an overview meeting of Uganda National Climate Change Policy Sector and Cross-Cutting Adoption and Mitigation Priorities, organized by Save the Children at Renzori International Hotel in Kasese Municipality over the last weekend, Mr. Kabiriri warned the public against competition with nature, he said, was against any plans for better livelihood. Mr. Kabiriri had this to say.
Don't compete with nature. They leave our trees because the trees are very important. They can use renewable energy, which doesn't damage nature. As governments, we are employing two strategies. One is the soft approach, sensitizing people to live in harmony with nature, but we also have the tough approach. For those of you who know what is happening in the national park, it was okay for us to go hunting, to go fetching firewood from the national park at ease. But because of the deliberate policy of this government, it's now risky. We make sure that people lose appetite to destroy nature. Secondly, we must make sure that people earn from the environment.
Mr. Kikusa Mustafa, the principal secretary to the Kasese District Chief Administrative Officer, had earlier appreciated Save the Children for funding the policy review meetings to guide the district disaster management committees in sensitizing the masses about climate change, disasters, mitigation and safety measures. Mr. Kikusa speaking.
Whether it is the spirit, we are managing it. Whether it is the Kagame, we are managing it. We are no longer saying, I have to go to Kagame. Time and again, we have had the responsibility of the district that are managing this policy. Where do people go? At the United States, planning level, no one. What is being done for the schools and daughters? What is being done? And the second one, the other, the acquisition of land.
In his report, Mr. Joseph Isingoma, the Kasese District Senior Planner, asked school administration to install lightning arrestors at the institutions before warning the public against indiscriminate cutting of trees, an approach that fuels disasters.